morning, Kate Rombaha, September Monday 12.
Brian, you're off to a good start.
Yes,
today.
Aren't we though? Join us this morning, Mr. Dr. Eagles. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Brian. It's great to see you again.
And you kidnapped yet another individual out of the educational system today.
Well, I did. But, you know, he was close at hand. He was just standing with 3 feet away from me, and I said, John, come and join me at Kin's this morning. And he said, of course, boss.
Yeah. Do I drive or buy the donuts? pardon me. Smoked salmon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Smoked salmon. No doubt.
Well, nice to have you live and in color here, bud.
Well, thanks a lot, Brian.
Oh, our quote this morning comes from, oh boy, Chang Tzu? T-Z-U?
Yes.
Okay.
Chang Tzu.
A dog is not considered a good dog because he's a good barker. A man is not considered a good man because he's a good talker. I lobbed that one out there.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the morning, I'll be quiet.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so we don't discontinue our conversation.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, boy.
Perfect for a talk show.
Yeah.
we'll have 45 minutes of silence.
Yeah, well, you know, as long as we don't veer into political talk this morning, we'll be okay. We'll be good dogs.
We'll be
woof, woof. So, John, why were you standing in front of his doorway this morning at such an inopportune time?
Well, that's, I guess, where I stand every morning.
Oh, I see. He's got the time clock right there.
How much more time we have?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do today, Brian, is we're going to introduce your listening audience to a brand new career technical education program specifically designed for our community school students at the present time. But it's one of the most exciting projects that we've had an opportunity to be engaged in. It is another one-of-a-kind projects. And Dr. John Zapper right here has headed this project up. And we call it Humboldt Hydro Farms. And John's going to tell you a little bit about the partnership and some of the opportunities for our career tech education kids today. And it's an exciting one.
Now, I remember the first time you introduced this one about 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. I went wherever. I'm sure everybody has gone when you say, "Hana, hana, yeah. Oh, you too, John." I kind of left it there, but Gary, I think you were the one that had said something going out the door that kind of got me around to it a little bit. So I've been running a little subterfuge for you guys in the background,
saying, "Wait a minute."
So, John, what is the basics of this concept?
Yeah, I went there too, Brian. When I first heard of the possibility of hydroponics program.
When you were standing in front of the door one morning.
Right in front of Gary's door, yeah. Be careful when somebody offers you a cup of coffee. And last January, I had the opportunity to meet with the owner of American Hydroponics in Arcata. And she was interested in if education would like to look at a small classroom model to teach hydroponics food production.
And with that, we'll be back.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend, the best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Gary Eagles and with John Zapper from the Humboldt County Office of Ed. John, the concept of the hydroponics, partnering with local businesses, you guys have done that an awful lot over the years. Okay. Hydroponics, though, I think one of those flash words around here. that everybody kind of has an immediate, almost instinctive reaction to. So are we biased? Are we too close to the issues around where hydroponics started to where they really are going?
I don't know if we're biased. I think we maybe have a few filters that are there. But actually, this concept, as I mentioned just before the break, our partner, American Hydroponics and Arcata, was interested if we would like a small classroom model of hydroponics to show new technologies in food production. They had been working with Boston University and actually had developed curriculum from grade 6 through 12 for the sciences and the things involved with hydroponics. And I asked the owner and said, well, how does this thing really work? And she said, well, we have no Northern California customers. We have a few national customers, but a lot of our customers are international. And we design and build all the internal systems for hydroponics, technology, food production. So that's when took the concept back, and Gary and I talked and said, here could be an excellent training program that could blend the academics, the sciences, with a student-run business component in looking at new technologies for food production that would be a good fit in our area.
Gary, how did you introduce this one to the board?
Well, I quickly went to the food production part and then talked about the innovative way we were going to focus in on it. But here's the thing. You're right, Brian. Immediately when you talk to somebody about hydroponics in Humboldt County, the mind already goes to the marijuana industry. But this is a company that has no connection whatsoever historically to any of that product. They are strictly into food production, and they are leading edge on these issues. Now, what makes our particular project unique is actually it's already multinational. Not only do we have American Hydroponics as a partner, the actual facility itself was designed in Canada, and actually a Canadian company came and helped us install it. But we took it one step further. The construction of the growing area of there at Redwood Acres, and John will talk a little bit more about their special partnership as well, was done by our ROP building trades program. And so this is a student built, assisted at least in terms of its construction, along with other local contractors who came and helped us put it together. But our leading contractor, Dave Enos, because he had been heavily involved in energy-efficient design and construction of homes here for us over the last few years, brought a different eye to the construction of the foundation, to the heating elements. We even have plans for solar energy integration in this at some point in time. What we're going to do this year is run the operation for a year and get some baseline information about energy usage, and then install the solar component to be able to test those issues. But the experts in the growing of foods products in these kind of environments believe that the hydronics system that was installed in the floor for heating will actually speed production and may trim as much of as a week off the 7-week growing cycle to actually increase even further the food production out of this particular operation. It's an exciting experimental thing to do with. So in addition to the sciences and the growing, the agricultural aspects, the entrepreneurial, we've got a research component that the students are also going to be engaged in along with HSU and others in the community.
Oh, and your construction program also has a...
And in fact, I was indicating to Dave the other day as we were talking about this project, I said, well, you know, Dave, maybe you've just got yourself some post-retirement work working with American Hydroponics, traveling the world, installing a very unique design.
So, comma consulting.
Yes, absolutely.
John, I had written down, why wasn't Humboldt State at least also included along with Boston University in this, or did Boston make the outreach and Humboldt not?
The gentleman at Boston University, he's one of the leading experts in hydroponics in the country and has operations back there. And his interest was, how can we link this new development in these technologies for food production and incorporate education? And so that's what started his link in that area. And so he took it on himself to work with some of his local schools back there to develop this curriculum that has a lot of potential and a lot of legs to it. And we are going to be working with HSU locally in the research piece, and already have made some outreach there to them. So,
I know hydroponics often is used in areas where there's not a lot of water. Can it also be used in areas, when you said Boston, I'm thinking winter, I'm thinking snow, not a lot of fresh green peppers that time of the year, for the northern climes or the really southern climes, depending on where you climb. Can hydroponics be used in those climates as well?
Absolutely, and that's one of the benefits that we'll talk about here in just a minute.
It's 8:30.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Gary Eagles and John Sapper from the Humboldt County Office of Ed. Talk shop presented by Redick and by CDH Painting. Guys, the concept of hydroponics seems so logical, I guess. So, you know, it's like a V8 moment. You know, it just is right there. Is it the fact that the manufacturing side has not gotten to the point where this is possible? Or is this somebody hitting you guys on the side of the head with a 4x6 going, oh, and thinking this could be kind of cool stuff?
Well, I think that's where it came. And I have to so appreciate the fact that actually John did agree to go out for a cup of coffee and chat with the representatives, Jenny from American Hydroponics, just to sit down and talk about what their idea is. I appreciate that they wanted to come to education locally and say, as a corporation, we'd like to do something to help students learn about this future food production science.
Well, particularly somebody who doesn't have any outlets or retail, or I would imagine much local knowledge, or the local community having much knowledge that they even exist.
Well, like so many of the enterprises that we have in Humboldt County that are international, in terms of either their consulting or the merchandise they produce. This is not unusual in that regard. But you're right. There wasn't a lot of a local awareness. But the more that John and I discussed the information that they were presenting and thought about the potential for young people, and we were looking to do something different with our community school students to get them engaged with some of these issues. Of course, we see potential for other students to get involved as well. As a matter of fact, we've had some preliminary outreaches from some individuals from College of the Redwoods Ag area that would like to get to know a little bit more about what this project is all about and how they might be able to dovetail.
So this started out for HROP or the CTE kids, right?
Yes. Well, we use the CTE Construction Trades Program to build this program for the community school programs that we run here in Eureka and Fortuna.
Those are the kids that
are struggling in the regular school setting. They respond so very well to hands-on projects But this has more. You know, this has the botany, the sciences, the mathematics. They'll learn about environmental sensitive kinds of issues as well as the growing. They'll actually be able to have some hands-on activity.
So the question I've got, John, is how do you keep them from being squeezed out for the college-bound kids that want the botany, that want some of the programs that are associated with this but are at the advanced level on their way to a UC level kind of a research school rather than the kids that are doing it themselves?
Yeah. Well, I think there are workshops and things that can be provided for the students you just referenced, but this program is centered with the community school in Eureka. It's their class, their program. They're not only going to be involved with the sciences and that that Gary mentioned, but also student-run business component, where they will be involved with the harvesting, the packaging, the distribution, learning the financial aspects of what it takes to run and operate a business like this. We will be working with other local businesses as this gets off the ground.
You still need a market for it.
And still need a market for it. And we're, as Gary also mentioned earlier, we're not interested and will not be competing with local family farms. We're doing products that can be produced off-season during the late fall, winter, and early spring areas. And also working with our school nutrition programs, a lot of these products can be available for salad bars and lunches and that with our schools. So there's a
except for that arugula.
A lot of pieces, except the arugula.
Yeah.
The bok choy is okay for you. Yeah, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that ends up in Chinese.
or the chards and different things.
Yeah, that's okay. It's right up there with kale, and I noticed you didn't say that during the break that you guys were growing kale. So.
Yeah,
we'll bring you some of that, too.
It really seems, Gary, that this is, I mean, even if you sold direct to the local grocery stores, you're not competing against the local farmers because Safeway and Walmart are still dragging their trucks in that are bringing produce for their stores.
Well, and John has had outreach with some of our local retail folks who say, do you realize that we get our basil from, you know, south of the border?
Yeah, Argentina
and,
or Mexico.
And so the idea is, okay, how can we help them by helping them to promote Humboldt, which a lot of our Eureka Natural Foods and the co-op, and they like to promote local.
Yeah, local stuff.
And our kind of partnerships, I mean, even Safeway would probably be appreciated to avoid some of the costs of shipping in those kind of products that they cannot get here locally because the climate isn't quite right, potentially to grow, and certainly during off-season. So the kinds of inroads and vision that John has brought to this activity, it's just every week it seems like something else new comes up, and literally he rushes into my office and says, hey, guess what? So-and-so is interested in wanting to partner with us in this aspect. I mean, this has been invigorating for us as professionals, let alone the kids. The kids
I would think once you get
really
over the
engaged
title, everybody starts to get it really quickly. Which would be cool. We kind of danced around the volume component of this thing. Is it enough to even make a ripple in the pond of how much local produce and fruit is consumed in Humboldt County?
As I mentioned, this operation is going to have two pieces to it. One is leafy greens, the arugula and kale that you so enjoy.
I sense a basket coming my way.
And a lot of the other leafy greens. The other is the vine crop. In terms of production, this is going to be a student program. And so in terms of filling the entire greenhouse up with leafy greens, there's going to be room there for a little classroom and that. But if it was in full capacity, you would be able to produce and harvest in between 2,200 and 2,300 heads of whatever you're producing weekly.
So that's how many would be maturing?
That's how many would be maturing each week if it was in full production with that. Yeah, so there is a pretty good capacity.
And we're phasing it in, of course. We're getting it off the ground. We are training teachers to lead the group. American Hydroponics has also provided one of their lead engineers to on loan for a while this program is getting up and running to help support because they want to see this as a very successful enterprise as well, because they see the potential of this kind of educational training program as something that could be replicated elsewhere.
And this partnership, you mentioned it earlier, really would not have happened if Redwood Acres would not have been supportive and encouraging. This fits very nicely into their role here and the direction they're interested in going with their existing emphasis on agriculture and ag products in there and some of the businesses there. And were very receptive and helpful for helping us get this off the ground.
I know this is a stupid question, but hey, who better than me? A green pepper only lasts one cycle, right? Regardless of whether or not it's water-based or dirt-based?
Well, now you're out of my realm there, okay. Brian. But
well,
one of the interesting things, though, with vine crops that were tomatoes and beans and everything, we're talking about a production time frame of 6 to 8 months that you'll be able to harvest from existing plants.
Once the first one comes in, you're not going to have to deal with the fog and some of the goofy
beans,
stuff.
Yeah, whatever it is, will have a long growing cycle.
You don't want zucchini, man. You imagine one zucchini plant would be producing for that length of time?
No 63-pound zucchini.
Good. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 844. We'll be back with more from John Sapper and Gary Eagles.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:49. Back, final minute of the show with Gary Eagles and with John Sapper about the new hydroponics program that Humboldt County Schools is putting into place. Guys, if folks want to monitor what's going on or see what's going on or get a sense of what's going on out there, if this has resonated with some of our listeners the way it has with some of the at-risk kids, what do they do? What can they do? How can they learn? How can they monitor?
They should give a call to Dr. John Sapper there at the Humboldt County Office of Education at 445-7030, and we will take them on tours and show them the production.
Tours are now available.
Yes, actually, and we've already done that for folks, and we'd be happy to show the community what this project is all about.
Very cool indeed. School days only, right? No.
School days only.
Sorry. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thanks for having us.
We've been Talking Shop with Gary Eagles and John Sapper. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See ya.